All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord, and I am back with the final part of Euphoria, Renee's Path. Again, there's the more routes, but this is the main game end route that we're going to do. If you want to see other routes, you'll have to buy the game. It is on sale right now, and the physical copy is only $30. So if you actually want a physical copy of this to put in your put on your shelf, you know, because some people do, it's only $30. I think the original is only like $29, so it's whatever. Obviously, you can probably take the files out of the disc if you wanted to, and you know, you have a digital copy of it. But there you go. Well, I mean, you install it. I don't think you need the disc for the game. I hope you wouldn't need the disc for the digital copy. I hope we would be beyond, or the physical copy. I hope we would be beyond that. That it wouldn't have some kind of CD lock on it. Because that would be great. Because you get your digital and you get your physical and all that. It's pretty cool. But yeah, you can get it in a box right now. Manga Game is having a really short sale. They're almost about to end it, so you better go ahead and get some stuff quick before they put it all back up to full price. You can get the game for, I think it's a 20 or 20 something dollars digital and about 30 something dollars physical. So if you're interested, go ahead and get this now because it won't be up much longer. All right, here we go. Some time passed after that incident. All I could do was lay on the floor. I couldn't even move. My wrists were fitted with handcuffs. I had completely transformed into a prisoner. This was nightmarish. I didn't understand how this happened. Should I have been happy to finally have made it back to the surface? Did Renee go mad, or was that just how she naturally was? I couldn't make up my mind. Kanai stayed beside me after that happened, although he didn't talk much. She apparently knew what happened to me, though. I couldn't look straight at her as she gazed at me with a sad expression on her face. Then... Renee-sama! Renee-sama! One of the guys cried as a sharp sound rang out. Numerous guys were hanging from the ceiling, being whipped. Renee was lashing them. Thank you! More deeply. Reflect more from the bottom of your heart. Oh, sufferance on the surface. Oh, is our sustenance. Please cleanse my sins, Renee-sama. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It was bizarre. She continued whipping them one after another without saying a word. Her face was devoid of any emotion, like a doll. It was a deep contrast from the zeal the men being whipped showed. I don't understand what the point of this ritual is. You may not understand yet, the girl beside me responded. Her tone was gentle, but her eyes had the same fanatical zeal as the men. But I believe that you will one day understand this, Endora. We must cleanse ourselves of our sins to enter the promised land. Our sins are sufferance, and this must be cleansed. I felt like I was going to go crazy. Everyone's crazy! Was I the oddball, or were they? Before I lost track of who was the real oddball in this situation, I... How long had I been locked up like this for? Kanai brought me food every day, and it was the number of times she brought me food and the number of those repulsive whipping rituals that indicated how much time had passed. Kanai gazed at me with a heartbreaking look on her face. It felt terrible knowing that I was the reason she looked like that. I wanted to let her escape no matter what. Then... I'm going to get out of here and call for help. So just wait. Kanai? I didn't expect that. I never thought she'd come to that decision. I thought I was dreaming for a moment. Get out of here. What do you mean? Get off of campus. I'm sure that there'll be normal people around then. There'll be people that'll save you. I couldn't decide whether there really would be normal people still left on this earth. The world outside of the campus might still have been normal, but maybe now it was just as crazy as the world on campus. Plus, it's too dangerous. Renee already said that anyone who tried to descend the mountain was slaughtered. I don't know if that's true or not, but assuming it was at one point, it might be safe to descend now, but it'd be different if I was the one attempting to descend. But I couldn't let Kanai do something so risky. So basically, yeah, he wants to go down the mountain, but apparently, you know, people are getting killed going down the mountain? I don't know. Maybe that was during the wars, like the battles? I don't know what exactly happened. I don't know if they tell you in the True Path. I fucking hope so. I want some backstory on this shit. I want to know what fucking happened. Well, you see, I saw Monaka-san escape. No, or Monaka-san, whatever. No, when she was saved. What do you mean? I did hear that Nemo disappeared from this cave. I thought that she escaped on her own, but thinking back, there really was no way she could have escaped so easily the state she was in. Did someone among her followers, someone who managed to escape during the raid on the gym, come to save her? Nemu's rule was one of terror. She was a fearsome, beautiful dictator. I'm sure some of her followers felt a certain adoration for her because of that. Was it possible that one of her fanatics came to save her? The people that came to save her said there was a hidden door inside of the cave, and that led down the mountain. I think we could escape from there. I really would have liked to have gone with you then. Kanai could have escaped with them at that time if it wasn't for me. I was shackling her to this place. So this hidden door, it's an underground trail? Is there proof that they were able to avoid any and all traps and make it off campus via that trail? She nodded. I closed my eyes. I see. So there was a trail like that. Off campus. Who knew what would be waiting for her? But at least it was guaranteed that Kanai could get out of here in a relatively safe manner. And assuming that she met with people that would save her, there was no reason for me to object to her proposal. Alright, go for it. Just promise me one thing. Promise you, if you don't meet anyone who will save us, please don't come back here. Just don't give up looking for people that'll save us, no matter how lonely you might be.
Kei-chan.
Please promise me that. That was my one and only request, and I wouldn't bend from that. I wanted to avoid having her come back on her own without finding help. Okay, I'll definitely find help. Sure she will. So please, just wait. I will. She smiled. I desperately hid my unease, so intense that I was about to burst into tears. I prayed that she would find help. I prayed that no more misfortune would befall her. That was all I could do for her now. I'm gonna get going. Alright, be careful. You too, Kei-chan. Kei-chan, whatever. She showed me a forlorn expression for a moment before heading toward the exit. Her small back seemed unbelievably vulnerable, but all I could do was desperately shake my head clear of any bad premonitions I had. She would be fine. Not only was she smart, but she was also clever. She'd definitely make it out of here and find some place safe. Then, she wouldn't have to come back here after that. So don't worry about coming back, Kanai. It didn't take long for people to find out that Kanai escaped. Everyone was either mad, distressed, or quick to claim that her actions were foolish. No one could understand why she would willingly relinquish a chance for salvation. Just how many days had passed since then? Just how long had I been here for? I was injected from time to time, making my consciousness a constant haze. I was forced to witness their hideous self-punishment as I watched madness unfold. Was this a dream or a reality? There was no way for me to say for sure. Perhaps I'd die like this. Perhaps my heart would stop from being too drugged up. I wasn't sure when I started to think like that, but I waited for that moment to happen. I had given up all hope. I knew there was no point in me living like this. I just prayed for Kanai's safety. That was my sole wish, for Kanai to find somewhere safe and live there in peace. I noticed Rene had been away from me. I thought she might have had some business with me, but apparently that wasn't the case. She seemed to be meditating. I suddenly recalled that she suffered from chronic migraines. I don't know why I just remembered that. I guess because the calm, meditative look on her face brought to mind what she used to be like. Does your head no longer hurt? I tried asking her. It didn't seem like my voice reached her, though. Her eyes remained closed. It was almost like she was praying. What would happen to her from here on out? Would she ever return to her old self? I felt like we had a connection at one point, so seeing her complete change was incredibly draining. She opened her eyes, but she didn't look at me. She just stared off into space. No, that wasn't right. She was looking at something. She was looking at something where there was nothing. Not just looking either. She must have heard something as well. She had picked up on something that I couldn't hear. I see. So she wouldn't get a headache regardless of what she could see or hear. Wasn't that right, Renee? I don't see anything. I don't see nor hear anything, Renee. Renee, what are you looking at? Why did you change so suddenly? I can't hear or see whatever it is that you can. I can't stand in the same world that you're in. Renee. I wanted to save her. I wanted to turn her back to normal. And I wanted to take her out of here if I could. And I wanted to let her lead a normal life, away from this crazy school. I didn't care about so-called paradise. The Messiah or whatever didn't matter to me either. I loved you. I loved seeing you hesitate, worry, and struggle. Even now, I still love you. Renee, why? Why did I still care about her after all that happened? I thought I lost such feelings ages ago. I thought they had disappeared when I saw Renee's insanity. Yet, even after all that's happened, I still feel for you. Thinking things like maybe it's not too late. Thinking I could find a way. I don't want to give up on you. How could I when you're this close to me? How could I relinquish my chance to save you when you're right here? I can't do that. Because I want to save you. I. Renee! She turned towards me. She wore a usual tranquil look on her face. Did she hear me? Did my words manage to reach her? Faint hope began to swell in my chest. I was beginning to think that this would be my last chance. But she didn't actually look at me. She just walked past me. Like I wasn't even there. Did I fail? Would my voice no longer reach her? Were things really as hopeless as they seemed? Ah, I groaned. It was a groan of dejection. There really might have been no point in me staying with her. Renee turning back to normal might have just been a delusion of mine. And I should just escape once my energy returns in that case. Finding a new life to lead in a place without Renee. I shifted my gaze. She continued to pray. Seeing her like that filled me with a profound despair and made me realize that Renee would still be like this even if I did escape. She'd likely continue to lead this crazy life without anyone offering a helping hand, and no one would help her. I can't. I didn't want to give up. I didn't want to lie to myself. I didn't want to escape. The chances of saving her might have been slim, but it didn't matter. I didn't want to abandon her. I couldn't leave this place unless I was with her. I had to get her out of here somehow, and I couldn't give up for that very reason.
Euphoria.
Stick your arm out. Renee and her followers appeared before me after a few days. She was carrying the syringe she used to inject me with that drug once again. Let's both feel good together today. No, I don't need these drugs anymore. Oh? My clear response was apparently unexpected. She still wore a smile on her face, but she looked at me with a probing gaze. Why are you refusing? Are you gonna do it without the drug? No, I don't need that anymore. What happened? Nothing happened. It's just, I want to be with you. That's what I told her. I had to get my feelings for her off my chest. I understood the situation I was in, but I still saw her. I've been thinking the entire time I've been in this room. What should I do? Maybe what Renee is saying is actually right? Maybe I'm the one who's wrong? That's what I kept thinking about. You lie. I'm not. No, you are. I can see it in your eyes. You love me, but you don't believe in me. That's not true. This place is crazy, but it's still comforting. I took a chance. It was something I had been thinking about for a while. Renee would come at certain times to inject me with that drug. I thought that maybe she was coming to inject me with more drugs right as the effect of it was about to wear off. That's why I thought that I'd be able to regain my vitality if she stopped injecting me with that drug. And I had to buy time to do that.
本当にそう思っているの?
Are you serious? Yeah, I am.
嘘ね。 嘘の目をしているわ。
You're lying. I can see it in your eyes. It's true.
嘘。
Stop lying. How can I get you to believe me? I couldn't let her cut off this conversation. I had to keep going. I had to keep talking. It didn't matter if she was suspicious or whatever.
ポカリさんがいなくなって、 その後に突然態度を変えて、 それで信じろという方が無理よ。
How do you expect me to believe you when you suddenly changed right after Akari-san disappeared? Well?
それは…
Well? It's because I love you. I love you. I want to be with you. That was the truth. Don't get me wrong, I was trying to buy time, but those words weren't a lie. I did regret saying that, even if it would end up making her heart waver. She slowly approached me. She gazed deeply into my eyes. This is my chance. She let her guard down. I couldn't miss my opportunity here. You. The moment she brought her face close to my own, I used a chain connecting my handcuffs to choke Rene. She let off a shrill voice as her eyes went wide open. She fell unconscious, the syringe dropping from her hand to the ground. Don't move! You fucker! Why would you do that? I shouted, getting the upper hand on our followers before they had a chance to act. They'd completely let their guard down. They must have never expected me to be able to act like this. Bring me the key for these handcuffs. I'll break her neck if you don't hurry.
But wait, hold on. I'll get her right away.
Her followers raced out of the room in a hurry. It was apparent that they valued Renee's life over my freedom. They quickly delivered the key to me, and I was able to take those handcuffs off for the first time in ages. Now release Renee's...
No, release Renee-sama. We made a promise.
Not yet. I'm not releasing her until I get out of here.
What?
Don't you dare move. I'll let go of her once I'm at the entrance. But remember, I'll break her neck if you try pursuing us. Now get out of my way. I began to slowly move with Renee in my arms as I glared at her followers. The breaking her neck thing was a mere threat. If they had actually any form of resistance, I would have never been able to do it. I headed for the exit as I dragged her body along. I turned around, but her followers showed no signs of pursuing me. Like hell, I'm releasing her. I carried her on my back. The reason why I wanted to escape was twofold. One of those reasons was for myself. The other reason was for Renee's sake. I couldn't stay here, nor could Renee. Renee especially had to escape. This was the sin I bore. I was the one responsible for making her crazy. I do believe this, gentlemen. I think he's the one that made her go loony with all the crazy stuff that he made her do. That's why I personally had to save her. I had to do whatever it took to make her normal again. That's why we'd return to the surface for the time being, and then descend the mountain. I was certain that Kanai would be there waiting for us. I progressed through the gloomy cave with Renee on my back. Everywhere looked the same. I had no idea where I was going. Renee was still unconscious, but she could wake at any time. I wanted to get out of here before that happened. Makima was waiting in the direction I was headed. She was preventing me from advancing. It looked like there was a route allowing her to get ahead of me that I didn't know about. Luckily, no one else was with her. It was just Makima. Makima, get out of my way. Rinne-sama, let our leader go. I've already said I'd release her when I get to the entrance.
嘘です。絶対に嘘。
You lie. That's a lie. Makiba.
教祖様を話して。Let
our leader go. Makiba, please let me escape. That's not fair. Did she just say that wasn't fair?
先輩は…
You want our leader all to yourself. What? I won't let you. Makiba, what are you saying? Why are you trying to steal Rinne-sama away from Rika? Makiba! No, I don't want that!
Rika was saved!
I was saved. Rene-sama's teaching saves me. Nothing scary when I'm with Rene-sama.
Rene-sama の教えの通り生きていけば、ミカは何も考えなくていいの。幸せなの。
All I had to do was live under her teachings and I'd be all right. I was so happy. Makiba, were you really that uneasy? So much so that you cling to her teachings? Makiba, get out of my way.
どうしても話さないつもりですね。
You aren't gonna let her go, are you? What? She suddenly took a knife out and pressed the blade against her neck. It was completely unexpected. What are you doing? Well, he's probably a little more shocked, but for me, I'm just kind of, perturbed. I need Rene-sama! There's no point in this world if Rene-sama isn't with us, we can't go to paradise! I don't have the power to take her back! An evil demon has taken Rene-sama away, and we no longer know how to live! That's why you have to... Give Rene-sama back to me! Don't be stupid. Let go of that knife. Give Rene-sama back to me. Makiba, I don't care if you're just horsing around. Just stop it already. My throat was practically torn to shreds from how forcefully I shouted. I had no idea what she was trying to do. Even if she was messing around or merely threatening me, her actions were unbelievably dangerous. Her common sense was suspect. Horsing around... She said those words with a frail tone.
そんなわけないじゃないですか。
Why would I do that, Makiba?
そんなわけないじゃないですか。
Why would I do that? She began to smile. The most fucked up smile I've seen from that character. What the? Why was she smiling? What would she be smiling? Why would she be smiling now? Because she's psycho!
リンネ様のことですよ。これが冗談に見えるんですか?
This is about Rene-sama. Do you really think I'm joking? Makiba.
本気です。
I'm serious.
リンネ様を話して。
Let Rene-sama go.
大丈夫。先輩だって、ここにいればきっと変われます。
It's okay. I'm sure you can change too just by staying here.
変われるんです。
You can. You definitely can. Makiba?
リンネ様の言う通りにすれば、人間は変われるんです。
People can change if they listen to Rene-sama's words.
だって、リカはこんなに強くなれました。
Even Rika was able to become so much stronger.
以前ならできなかった。自分にナイフを向けるなんて。
I could have never done something like this before. Pressing a knife against my own neck? But I could do that now! Dying doesn't scare me. There are more scary things than death. Snatching Rene-sama away is one of those things.
Mika, ne? 楽園なんて本当はどうでもいいの。リンネ様さえいれば。そう。リンネ様さえ。
Rika doesn't care about paradise. So long as Rene-sama is with me. So long as Rene-sama.
リンネ様。見ててくださいね。
Rene-sama, please watch!
Rene-sama, arigatou gozaimasu! Arigatou gozaimasu!
It's like, ah, Rene-sama, thank you! Thank you so much!
Mika wa, konna ni mo tsuyoku naru koto ga dekimashita! Kowai mono nante mou nani mo arimasen!
I was able to become strong because of you! Nothing scares me anymore!
こんな風に変われたことが…
I'm so happy that I was able to change like this. Her eyes had a serious glint to them. She wasn't joking around. Would she really throw away her own life for Rene's sake, though? Had Makiba been broken to that point? Rene-sama! Yeah, you get it. She wore a vacant expression upon her face. She was lost in her own little world. My words would no longer reach her. It really seemed like she'd do anything for Rene. Hey, senpai.
Senpai.
Give her back, senpai. Give Rene-sama back to me. Stop it, Makiba. Don't do anything stupid. I'm just going to ignore anything you do and get out of here. I'm definitely getting out of here. You're not coming back? No. I see. Then it's too late. Huh? Blood burst forth from her neck. Crimson blood rained down onto the ground. She suddenly stopped screaming, and then her body convulsed, falling to the ground. I'm actually kind of glad, because she was fucking annoying as hell. Sorry, I'm gonna say it. She's the most annoying fucking character in the whole goddamn game. Like, I'm literally gonna say it. Having her there actually made the game worse for me. Because all she was the fucking child that clings to Rene and everybody else. Oh my god, save me, I'm so scared. Everybody else is like fucking dealing with it. And she's the one that's like, oh my god, it's so horrible, blah, 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 blah. I mean, the other people are at least dealing with it. I mean, it's not great, but I'm surprised she didn't get killed. You know what? If I had made this game, Class Rep would have fucking survived and Rene would have been killed. I'm sorry. That would be great. I could have a Class Rep path, and that would have been a hell of a lot more interesting than the fucking loli path that they were trying to do, or whatever, the fucking baby, child path. No, I'm not interested in that. You know what? I think I'm probably not going to read that path. Only unless there's like a path that unlocks Kanai. If there's a path you have to read everything, then I'm fucking going to hit spacebar through that shit so goddamn fast you ain't ever even seen it. And just get right to that final path. Because I want the true ending. I want to know what happened. I want to know as much as they can fucking tell me. Because I want to know where the building came from. I want to know all that information. I want to know what happens towards the end. You'll see. You'll see what I'm talking about. Because things get really crazy and really strange. And it's going to leave you with some questions. But yeah, I'm glad she's gone. She's a pain in the ass. And by the way, there is actually an option. I already did it, so they didn't give it to me. But there is an option to give her back. And when you give her back, all it fucking does is it just puts you back in there. You have another sex scene with Rene again. And that's pretty much it. You like, okay, you had the child and all that. I don't know exactly. I can't remember. It was really stupid. Nothing was achieved. It's basically the evil path. It's like, okay, yeah, I gave into her delusions. It was really stupid. I'm glad I only saw it to see that H scene that I didn't want to see in the first place. So, yeah, just completion. But I don't even think I'm worried about completion anymore. Okay, anyway, let's finish this. I couldn't breathe, nor could I speak. I couldn't accept what just happened to reality. I can! Makiba had already collapsed on the ground. Thank God. Blood flowed out through her neck as she lay face down on the ground. Yay! It was already too late. She couldn't be saved. Good! My instincts told me that. I already knew by no choice of my own that she was solely going to die. Yeah. Makiba, why? Why did this happen? What do you mean? It's the best thing in the game! Whose fault was it? Was it my fault? Was it my fault that she died? My face was wet with her blood. My mind was in a state of disarray. I felt like I was even going to drop Rene. What should I do? What was I supposed to do? What should I do for Makiba? Was there anything I even could do? Was I powerless? Could I just watch her die like this? More blood just kept pouring out as I thought about such things. Oh, okay, yeah, here's the choice. You basically, yeah, okay, so there is the choice. This one is that stupid H scene where he's like, okay, I'm sorry, I'm gonna go back and be a good boy. No, fuck that ending. I'm gonna show you guys the true ending to this fucking story, this path here. Not the story, but the path. No, I have to get back to the surface. I can't. I riled myself up as I gazed at Makiba on the ground. I can't. I stepped forward, putting force into both of my legs. I couldn't give up hers. I couldn't give up here. I couldn't lose sight of myself and just stop here. I wanted to save Rene, even if that meant overcoming Makiba's death. I wanted to save her from the bizarre world and bring her back to the surface. I readjusted Rene's body and continued to trek through the cave. I was aiming for the surface, but it felt like I was heading deeper underground. Did I go the wrong way? Or was I actually going the right way? I was uneasy, but I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop advancing because there was no telling when her followers would pursue me. I'd make it out of here. I wouldn't fail to do that. I'd make it to the surface, reunite with Kanai, and fix a bunch of things. We'd live in a world without foolish things like a paradise or a messiah. Rene, are you awake? Rene began to fidget on my back. She seemed to have regained consciousness. Would she try to resist? Or would she strangle me from behind? She reacted differently from how I imagined, though. Please stop, she says. No! Stop it. I'm not gonna. You can't escape. I finally realized something. She's acting differently from before. She wasn't acting like the leader of that cult. I'm glad he named it what it was. No, it was like... Did you return to normal? Let me down. After some hesitation, I let her off my back. She's covered in blood now. She didn't do anything in particular after I did that, though. She didn't verbally attack me, nor did she attempt to escape. Just what was she thinking? I really had no idea. Desire? Huh? My true desire? Rene? She muttered to herself. It was like she was doubting someone. But just who was it that she was talking to? I was the only one there, of course, but it seemed like she was talking to someone else. Just who was she looking at? Just who was she speaking to? What was she thinking? She suddenly turned to face me as I pondered such things. But that can't happen. Huh? I'm obligated to give birth to the Messiah and lead them to paradise as their leader. Her words were dismal. She wasn't speaking to me at the very least. You should knock her in the head and just take her with you at this point. The Messiah? I can become the Messiah? Alright, Keisuke, time for you to grab a rock and just wham! Just knock her right out, you know, old caveman style, pick her back up, go ahead and carry her out to the exit. Get her to the hospital. Psychology, that one's gonna be in psychology, she's gonna be in therapy. Well, I don't know about psychology. She's gonna be seeing a psychologist, she's gonna be seeing a therapist, she's gonna be having all kinds of trauma, abuse counseling, everything. She's gonna be in a facility. They would put her right in a facility. She'd go into a mental hospital immediately. The Messiah? I can become the Messiah? A new paradise? She stared intently at me. She seemed somewhat surprised, though I didn't know why. I couldn't decide whether I should try speaking to her or not. My? And his? Huh? My and his?
Watashi no hontou no nozomi. Watashi wa...
My true desire? She began to walk, swaying back and forth. Her gait was unsteady. She was heading deeper underground. Just what was she looking for? Her steps were shaky. It was as though she was chasing after something or perhaps being guided by something. I decided to follow her. I didn't know what lay in wait for us, but there was no point in stopping her. I wanted to see what she was aiming for. 5 minutes. 10 minutes. 20 minutes. We continued to walk down that unbearably long passage. I was honestly shocked it was so deep. And finally, I caught sight of a small source of light in the depths of the cave. There seemed to be a door. Was there something like a room way back there? I unconsciously stopped walking. Renee didn't hesitate as she continued to head that way. I had to go with her. The door led to a white room. It felt out of place in the cave. Where were we? Did we somehow make it back to our base of sorts? Renee continued to walk, completely ignoring me in my confusion. Renee! She stopped. I didn't think she heard me, but apparently she did. What's going on? What is this place? Do you know anything about it? No response. She just continued to stare at me. I was confused. I had no idea what she was doing. Just what was going on? I can maybe do it. Huh? I might be able to do it. Do it? Do what? Together with you. Yeah, what? I don't know. I still don't know. I won't know until I see that. She started to walk again, staggering a bit. She basically didn't answer me at all. I just kept on following her, advancing deeper into the white room. One door. Two doors. Three doors. We passed through a number of doors. Just what was this place? What was she trying to do? Every door we passed through brought with it more anxiety. Maybe I should have stopped her. Maybe we should have turned around and headed for the surface. Then that appeared before me just as I started to reconsider. Whoa! And this was in the white building, guys. Keep that in mind. There was a giant door before me. Wasn't different from all of the others. I couldn't help but stand there in awe. What was this? Why was this giant door here? There it is. Huh? The door to paradise. Her happiness showed upon her face. Her eyes sparkled like a child's. It really exists. What is this? You knew that this was here? Chosen. Chosen? We were chosen. She raised her voice. It was obvious she was excited. Paradise is beyond here. We'll be the first two to enter. We'll become Adam and Eve. Yes, yes. She reached out for the door. Her expression was one of pure bliss. I have been recognized as the Messiah. I guided the chosen one. I guided him to paradise. I did it. Ah. The door began to slowly open. The door slid open as though welcoming Renee. I had no idea what was going on anymore. I couldn't even tell if what I was witnessing was reality or not. I couldn't stop her as she wore such an entranced look upon her face. Now I can say it, my true desire. I'll tell you what I really desire. Then everything turned to white. And I could do nothing besides let myself be engulfed by that. Renee, is this what you wanted? Do you know what's going on? Because I don't. I really don't. I love you, but I don't understand anything about you. Renee. I got up. My body felt heavy.
どうしたの?寝ぼけてるの?
What's wrong? Are you still not fully awake? Renee was right beside me. Huh? Why was she here? I guess it didn't matter.
ここはあなたと私の部屋。
This is our room. That's right, this was our room, so it made sense for us to be here. Right, yeah. This is the house we live in.
顔色が悪いみたいだけど、大丈夫?
You don't look good. How are you feeling? No. It felt like there was something shoved into my chest. Something was wrong. No, was something really wrong? This was our room. We live here together. That's why Renee was by my side. Nothing should have been wrong. I had... Huh? I think I had a bad dream.
夢?
A dream? Yeah, it was horrible. I felt exhausted. My mind was a blank and I couldn't move my body for a bit. It felt like I had just returned from a long, long journey.
大丈夫よ。私はここにいるから。
Don't worry, I'm right here.
ずっとあなたのそばにいるから。
I'll always be by your side. Yeah, thanks. Nothing's wrong. I don't have to think at all. And there you have it, folks. That is Euphoria. And that's all we're going to be playing of this particular game.I'm going to continue to play to see if there's anything uncovered and all that. And some of you will probably look ahead to see any of the hidden surprises. Right now, I can tell you I'm playing Sensei's Path, and there's actually a lot of stuff that's been revealed. I don't want to get too far into it. You'll have to play it. But it's quite interesting. The game reveals itself more with every path. Just like any good... mystery, multiple root mystery should. I mean, this is a multiple root mystery game in the style of Never 7, Ever 17, Remember 11, I think even like 999, Virtue's Last Reward, stuff like that. If you guys like that, it's good. It's got the hentai and a lot of people might not be into that, but it is a legit multiple root mystery game. So if you do like those kind of games, which I do, you'll like this one.There's a lot to uncover with every route you play. That's what makes these so interesting. Because you're like, well, now I want to play this one so I find out more about what I played. And secrets that were hidden will be revealed. And then you finally get to the true end. But you need to play everything else before you go to the true end so you can understand why the true end is the true end. It's really fascinating stuff. And visual novel nerds know it. So there you go.
Euphoria.
But that is it, guys. Well, we're already starting, Heartwork. We're already starting, well, we're already doing Starless. We can do Maggot Bates. That's not a multiple root mystery, though. There's also a lot of the funnier ones, like Exchange. I have the Exchange collection. I have the Do You Like Horny Bunnies collection. I have the Invisible Cock. You never saw it coming.A lot of different stuff that we can play. So just let me know what you guys want to see. And the stuff that isn't too bad will go to YouTube. So YouTube people get to see the edited stuff. And the MGTOW.TV people will get to see the unedited. BitChute people also get what YouTube gets. As long as BitChute doesn't allow nudity and adult content, I cannot put anything on BitChute. So there you guys go. I hope you enjoyed this. And I'm going to have some buying options. Like, if you guys want to support the channel so I can continue to buy these games, because like I'm buying this stuff, guys. So if you want to like give me a few dollars to buy some games like you think you might want me to check out, go ahead. Just gonna let you know, I don't really get into like we can't have yaoi, we can't have any kind of gay stuff, because that was completely banned by Amber doesn't want anything like that. No gay porn is his main rule. Yuri stuff is okay. Obviously, Loli Shota we can't do. Animal stuff, no, we can't do. Poop and pee, can't do anything like that. But anything other than that, yeah, I can do. I can do all the gore, whatever you guys want. It doesn't matter. Just, we can do happy stuff too. We can do fun stuff. It doesn't have to be grim, dark stuff. Just because this is Grim Lord's Games and Rants doesn't mean it has to be all fucking grim. I mean, I can give you grim stuff, but I can give you happy stuff. And, you know, we're gonna do horror next month. So, it'll be completely done. We won't be doing a hentai at all next month, actually, because I have the... Well, I don't know about at all, because but I do try to want to get through Sound of Drop, and I do want to get through Fatal 12, which are both horror mystery games, you know, like I like to play, and they both have really gory deaths and grisly stuff that happens, so you might like that. That might be cool. And we also have Katagra, and I'm only going to say Katawa Shoujo, but there's another one. There's Kurono Shoujo. Both of those are really dark as well. So we do have dark stuff we can continue to play. But for the Grim Lord and the Hentai Corner, hope you guys enjoyed it. And we are out. Later.